InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
All right, Chase is over there uploading three powerful reports for the show. I was the host of the main show, and I just shot three powerful reports. It is 10:07 right now. We just got all this incredible footage and witnesses, police reports with the Haitians openly eating cats and giving cat-eating recipes and running around decapitating people's dogs and celebrating with all the witnesses and police reports and people being arrested. So the cover-up's imploded, and we got a bunch of other big reports on World War III and the U.S. openly saying they're going to start supporting the mass bombing inside Russia and more. So that's some of what we've got coming up here. But I just wanted to tell everybody at the very start of the show on this Thursday, September 12th, 2024 transmission, that I'm very blessed to be your host. I'm very honored to be here talking to all of you. I'm very, very thankful for all of your support. So Owen is about to take over here in just a minute for the rest of the segment. When we come back, I'm doing the deep dive on Russia. Then I'm doing the dive on this big free speech development. It's very positive. And then we're going to get to my big Haitian report. And then Owen takes over the balance of the transmission. I'm here in Dallas to be on the air with Glenn Beck on his podcast that airs tonight. We're working very, very hard right now. So look for all these reports and follow us at Real Life Jones on X. But the fact that this is blown up in their face, trying to cover up the mass hunting and killing of people's family pets, which is standard in Haiti. There's almost no salty forested and they eat everything. The attempts to cover it up is blown up in their face. All right, main show is now launched. Thank you so much for watching. Please stay with us now. Owen Schroyer.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, now inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, with 53 days, 14 hours, 58 minutes till the presidential election. And that time is going to fly by, and there's going to be a lot of unexpected twists and turns. You might even say that the situation in Ohio with the Haitian migrants is a bit unexpected. Now, it fits into the larger issue of the illegal immigration and the open borders. But see, what's been done now, and Trump kind of did this. Maybe it was intentional. Maybe this is organic. But when he said they're eating the cats, they're eating their dogs. And by the way, they've now turned this into a TikTok trend. If you're not familiar with TikTok, it's a popular social media app. People upload short videos. Kind of like zany content kind of stuff, but they make these songs that become popular and trending, and then everybody does a dance or a video to this song. And so the number one song for people to do a dance video to or shoot a zany video to is a remix of Trump saying they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs. So they tried to say with the Democrat moderator, David Muir, oh, there are no Haitian migrants, they are not eating the animals out of the park and the pets. And the whole thing is just blown up in their face. Now, the truth is, this has actually been going on for some time when they started moving the Haitians into Springfield, Ohio, months ago. And so we'll hear from some other locals in Springfield today that are saying, hey, look, this has been going on. We're glad it's making the national news now, but you need to know this has been going on for a while. And then you get the independent journalists that are out there interviewing people now. I had one on the War Room yesterday. And every resident is saying the same thing. Yeah, we see them every day. Yeah, there's tens of thousands of them. They crash their cars. They're taking over the school systems. They're overwhelming the hospital systems. I mean, this is a big story. And how many Springfield, Ohio's are there in the United States of America? So, okay, we all know Kamala Harris is the open borders are, but now it's like a zoom in factor of, gee, you can kind of hide these illegal immigrants in New York City and Chicago with big cities and a big metropolitan area and a big population. You can't do that in middle America, and that's what they're trying to do. But they said it didn't exist, and they lied again, and now they've been caught. So we got a big story on that, and then a big geopolitical story coming up next with Alex Jones.
If you want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today, it's real simple. you go to thealexjonesstore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products to fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For anybody that researches, we already knew all of this years ago. But now, the White House has come out with the Pentagon in a big Politico article and admitted, hey, we're running the war in Ukraine, and we're getting ready to start bombing all over Russia with heavy weapons from the United States and England. This is a massive war escalation towards thermonuclear war. This is insane. I'm about to break it down right now. It's Thursday, September 12th, 2024. I'm in Dallas, Texas to go on the Glenn Beck Show today. We're outside of studios. And I've got major breaking news. The mouthpiece of the Obama, Biden, Harris, deep state blob, Politico, put out a detailed report this morning that we reported on really a year ago, but they're confirming it all, that NATO's basically been running the war the whole time, that they are involved in the invasion, now going back 5 weeks ago, of Ukraine deep into Russia, and that they are going to be supplying U.S. missile parts and missiles, and so is the U.K., to start striking deep into Russia. There's already been a lot of drone attacks on Moscow almost every few days and other areas. This is an insane level of escalation. Again, 11 years ago, the West overthrew the Ukrainian government, put in a pro-Western government, started conflicts with the Russian areas in the east, where it's like 99% Russian, inside eastern Ukraine, to bring this conflict to where it is. George Soros has been on Fareed Zakaria 8 years ago bragging how State Department started this war. So the West started this war like all the other wars in the last 60, 70 years, almost all of them started by the United States, the globalist. And in some of the cases, you can say we're fighting bad people. I mean, I don't like communists, but in this case, America has become satanic beyond communism. And Russia is trying to protect itself. And this is so dangerous in the RAND Corporation's threat escalation ladder that leads up to nuclear war. We're getting very close in the war games the Pentagon and RAND Corporation have had that are public towards nuclear war. Mainline analysts admit that. The International Association of Atomic Scientists that have been around since the 50s, their doomsday clock has moved the closest to World War III or thermonuclear war we've ever had. This is insane. And we don't even know who's running the White House. Biden's constantly on vacations. He just came off 3 weeks of vacation. Kamala's done one interview on CNN and the debate. She's totally scripted. And we don't even know exactly who's in control. We know it's the bureaucracy. We know it's the deep state. And we know that they want expanded war. And they know, and we know that they want open borders here and are destroying our currency and are enslaving us. It's not Russia censoring us. It's not Russia surveilling us. It's not Russia trying to castrate our sons and cut our daughter's breast off. It's not the Russians that are devaluing the dollar. It's not the Russians that offshored our jobs. It's not the Russians that propped up the communist Chinese the last 50 years. It's the criminals that have hijacked our country. And this election, as Trump has said, is the most important ever. And we basically are doomed to not having free and fair elections after this. We'll be like Venezuela if we don't get Trump in, with only 54 days out. So we're covering this all live on the air at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones on X. We're also going to be covering some other huge topics on the show today. The dam has broken. There are now dozens of local newscasts, hundreds of police reports coming out, hundreds of eyewitnesses and videos of the Haitians killing cats, killing dogs, cooking them, killing geese, killing ducks, and people just saying it's like Day of the Dead. It's totally insane, including a lot of black folks that are freaking out, okay, because the town was 36,000. They brought in 20,000, so now it's 56,000. I mean, that's over a third. That's coming up on like 40% or so, 35% or more of the population just came there the last few years under Kamala, and they're bringing more, and that's a microcosm of the rest of the country and the Western world that's under attack. We'll be breaking all of that down coming up. There's a lot of good news as well. Another news update that I'll be doing. Hundreds of top academics and more joining, and just respected leaders from every field, and free speech experts are coming out and supporting Elon Musk and X, and saying what Brazil's doing is total tyranny, grabbing companies that aren't even part of X, and just really piratical behavior. That's very exciting because free speech is coming back into style. People are learning to defend it again as one of our most precious rights and freedoms, and Elon Musk is a real champion on that. So we can stop this World War III. We can stop our open borders. We can stop all this tyranny. It's all illegal. It's wildly unpopular. We can stop the human smuggling, all the missing children. We can find them. We can save them. And we can bring those that are behind this, Mayorkas, Biden and their controllers, and Kamala, the border czar, to justice. But we've got to make that a center point as well. Stop World War III. Secure the border. Find the missing children. Stabilize the dollar. Bring jobs back. Refund the police. Keep violent offenders in prison. Release nonviolent. We can do it. This is nonpartisan common sense. I'll be covering it all today on the radio with Owen Schroyer at 11 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show. And as I said, at Real Hawk Shows on X. I'll also be doing a podcast that airs tonight with Glenn Beck. Very excited about that. God bless and good luck. And I almost forgot. The reason we're able to bring you this information is your support. We want to make it fun and really cool and a way to spread the word in the third dimension on the ground. So we have teamed up with one of the top Patriot t-shirt developers with the best designs made right here in America, Bigly. It's incredible. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, people love them. These are the coolest t-shirts that we've ever put out. Might have been pretty cool, but I designed them. So quite frankly, they're like an A-. These are a 100. 30 new designs of shirts. 30 new designs of ball caps, and they're adding more all the time. We just launched this yesterday. People are loving it, and it's a godsend because we need funds. We're under massive attack. With only 54 days left of the election, now is the time more than ever to support the outlets that are fighting the globalists at point blank range, and I think InfoWars is doing a damn good job. These are great shirts. I got to tell you something. A lot of you aren't well-known, which is a great thing to have your anonymity. If you're well-known like I am, I get to engage the public. I travel all over the country and the world. I got a lot of hate when Trump first got elected. It was like, you know, 1 out of 100, but it was still a lot of hate. I go to the grocery store, a restaurant, almost always got confronted. I'd shake 50 hands before it happened, but it was hell. Now I get confronted every 3-4 months. I mean, and liberals come up all the time and apologize and say that we were wrong. So I'm experiencing it. When you wear an Alex Jones t-shirt or a Patriot t-shirt out in public, unless you're maybe in a bad part of San Francisco or Portland, you might get killed then. You are not going to believe the people you meet. It is an adventure to wear a Trump shirt or to wear an InfoWars shirt. Well, now we have the Alex Jones shirts, ladies and gentlemen. And this is critical with the funding, even though they're able to shut down InfoWars the next few months, for us to continue on. So believe me when I say it's critical, plus they're great shirts. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and put in your email for free and get entered to get this incredible Dodge truck, $138,000 value, plus $10,000 of cash. And every time you buy something, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day and the offer, into the raffle, and it ends on Halloween coming up in about a month and a half. So thealexjonesstore.com, get great t-shirts, ball caps, a lot of other great items are getting added. These are made in America and Arkansas knives, so they ran out last month in that knife drop. There's going to be some new knife drops coming next week. You'll find it all at thealexjonesstore.com. Enter to win the badass truck and $10,000. Get great shirts, experience how amazing it is to meet like-minded people and see how popular freedom is. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. I've been saying it for years. When is free speech going to come back into vogue? When are we going to start protecting our most important of rights as the foundation of all liberty and freedom? Well, Elon Musk has stepped up in the last few years and is now the global ambassador of free speech, not just the First Amendment in America. And now, breaking. It's trending on X. It's trending all over the place. It's huge news. Hundreds of academics, journalists, and political leaders have signed an open letter to Brazil's Congress condemning the nationwide ban of X. They call the move a dangerous escalation in global censorship trends. The letter urges the government to restore free speech and halt judicial overreach. That corrupt guy that is a Dracula impersonator, the Supreme Court Justice Alejandra, he is on record saying that he doesn't believe in free speech. And he's kept his account on X and still uses it, but they charge people up to $9,000 if they catch using it, and they've banned VPNs. And now they're grabbing other companies that Elon Musk is involved with that are totally separate companies, like Starlink equipment and other things, literally like pirates. So this is so dangerous. It's so illegal. It's stuff you'd see right out of North Korea. But the good news is people are starting everywhere to value again free speech as a paramount issue. That's why I'm here doing Limbeck's show today to talk about free speech, how we're rediscovering it, how exciting it is. So great job, Elon Musk. Great job. Everybody else has been defending free speech and standing for it. I was the main test case where they openly said, if we can sell people on censoring Alex Jones 6 years ago, the world will accept it. And that, like a house of cards, it will fall, free speech, or like dominoes, it will fall. But humanity is waking up and the truth is coming out. It was Mark Twain that famously said in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And we're at that point. Mark Twain also said, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. But in the end, the truth almost always wins. So we're seeing the worm turn. We're seeing the Great Awakening challenging the Great Reset. And it's just amazing. And I want to just thank the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and the crew and everybody, because you are the heart of the resistance worldwide against tyranny and the heart of the promotion of free speech and so much more. So read the letter to Real Alex Jones on X and promote it and share it, because this is what it is to be an American. This is what it is to be a pro-freedom advocate. This is what it is to be free. The First Amendment comes first because it's the most important. The second is there to defend it. God bless, and thank you so much for your support.
All right, so much to unpack here. And I mean, I would just say quickly, you go back to the debate on Tuesday night, Donald Trump correctly calls out Kamala Harris's stance. It's not an official policy. She put up policies for the first time on her website less than a week ago. But those don't even matter. She has said a dozen times she wants a mandatory gun buyback. It's gun confiscation. Oh, but we'll give you some money. Well, what happens if I don't want to sell the government my gun? Well, it's a mandatory gun buyback. Okay, so that's gun confiscation. And she has called for the banning of assault weapons, an ambiguous term. And then she just says, well, it's a weapon that can be used to kill a lot of people. Well, you could do that with a knife. I could do that with a baseball bat. So it's all about taking away the Second Amendment, and it's just, it kind of just becomes this ceremonious document that means nothing, the Bill of Rights, to the Democrats. It means nothing to them. So she lied. She does want gun confiscation. She does want to take your firearms. Should be an unelectable offense to say that one time. She said it a dozen times. It's more than just the sacred right to bear arms. It's the right to self-defense, where the Democrats want to pass laws that say, they've already done this in some states, where your firearm in your vehicle has to be separated from the magazine and from the ammunition. So the firearm itself has to be in a locked compartment. And then the magazine and the ammunition has to be in a separate locked compartment. So that way, when a carjacker or a rapist comes up to a woman in a vehicle, holding her up at gunpoint, at that point, liberal Democrat logic, that's when you ask your mugger, that's when you ask the carjacker, that's when you ask the rapist, excuse me, can I get 5 minutes to get my firearm assembled and defend myself? So it's not just the right from God in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to possess firearms. It's the right to self-defense. It's the inherent right to self-defense. If a bad guy comes at you with a gun, you should be able to have a gun to defend yourself, should you so choose. Okay. And then they come after the First Amendment too. If Kamala Harris gets in the White House, X and Rumble will be banned. I think that that's probably a fair estimation, a fair prediction to make. They will ban X and they will ban Rumble. The two platforms that probably have the most traffic at this point that aren't controlled by the liberal left Democrats, they will ban them. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, here's the problem, and I've got all these videos, and we do political talk, current events, news, we respond to the developments, and then we counter the fake news narrative, or we just straight up counter the propaganda. Well, we can talk about the debate and all these policies, but at the end of the day, what we're really up against is voter fraud and election fraud. And most people understand that now. And that's why there's all these different lawsuits going on in 12 different states. And Democrats are trying to keep illegal voters on the rolls when Republicans are trying to purge them. It's all going to come down to voter fraud, folks. It's all going to come down to, can the Democrats have enough illegal votes for Kamala Harris to beat the legitimate votes for Donald Trump? It's exactly what they did in 2020. It couldn't be more obvious. I always make this comparison, but it's just the truth. For 60 years, I think it was, or 50 years in Major League Baseball, no player hit 60 home runs. It was like 100 years, and then it was like another 50 years. No player ever hit 60 home runs. And then you had two players break the record in the same season. So you say, well, gee, that's an anomaly. What's going on? Well, they were using steroids. Some say that's cheating. So, okay, they were cheating. That wasn't a natural event. You didn't have two players go over 60 home runs for the first time in 50 or 100 years. Well, the first time ever, two players in the same season going over 60 home runs. And then getting to 70. That wasn't a natural, organic thing. It was synthetic. It was enhanced. You don't have two candidates for president both breaking the record. Donald Trump got the most votes of all time in 2020. Oh, so did Joe Biden. Now, I don't want to pontificate on that. The point is that that's what we're up against. We're up against massive voter fraud. Yeah, I can sit here and play the videos, and I've got them. The average Kamala Harris voter probably has an IQ of like 75, but a political IQ of like 2. And you can ask, hey, what's her policies? Well, golly gee, I don't know. Well, why do you like her? Well, she's brat. Well, what the hell does that even mean? Well, I don't know, but she's a woman. So I can play these videos all day long. Now, I'll play some of these now. But look, this story in Springfield, Ohio is so big now. And look, hey, good for Springfield, Ohio. That most time, if this, you know, when it goes on in New York and Chicago, people tend to care more because it's a big city, it's a coastal city, whatever the coastal elites, they like covering these things. When it happens in middle America, flyover country, nobody seems to notice. So good for the people of Springfield. This is happening in other cities, I guarantee it. But it's time for the American people to see what the Democrats are doing, what open borders are Kamala Harris is doing, bringing in the third world country into your small town. And these coastal elite liberals can sit here and look down on flyover country and scoff at middle America. But, you know, I would say this to those. What are the middle class folk, the average Joe America in flyover country in middle America, what are they doing that hurts you? What are they doing that impacts your life? And the answer is nothing. You, the coastal elites, you, the liberal elites, you're the ones that are destroying their lives. You're the ones that are ruining the average American lives with your bad policy, your coastal elitism, and now flying in the third world country into their small towns. So they're not bothering you. They don't want to bother you. They want nothing to do with you. And now here you are from your ivory tower, the coastal liberal elite, and you're destroying small town America. And you just can't help yourselves, can you? The smug, arrogant, entitled wants to sit in their ivory towers and smell their own farts and lick it up. What has middle America ever done to you? What has the average Joe American that lives in flyover country ever done to you? What have they ever done to try to affect your life? Nothing. And you sit here and you scoff at them and you look down on them and you ruin their lives. In fact, everybody knows, you're not even liberal. You're not liberal at all. You're a totalitarian. You're a control freak. You're a nanny state minion. So we'll have more on this situation with the illegal migrants coming up. But let's go ahead and, I mean, you want to see how dumb Kamala Harris voters are? And so that's the problem. In fact, this is why I asked the crew to bring me the story as I'm going long here. But they have this canned press statement ready to go from Taylor Swift, probably most popular musician, artist in the world. It's true. And they have this canned press statement after the debate with a photo of her cat, because everybody knows, oh, it's, you know, pet animal videos are neutral and everybody likes them. So just 100% state propaganda from Taylor Swift. What a shame. A small town girl comes up, middle America, doing concerts throughout flyover country. And now she's just turned into another coastal elite douchebag. And they have this they have this canned press statement. Like, oh, gee, I watched the debate, and now I really like Kamala. Taylor Swift did not watch the debate. Okay? Taylor Swift doesn't know a damn thing about politics, but it's all this canned state-run propaganda. So they own Taylor Swift now, the biggest brand in the world. Oh, but I'm Democrat, I'm liberal, I'm progressive, I'm anti-establishment. Sure you are. It's like the biggest names in these Hollywood entertainment industries, the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, Taylor Swift, they're all owned by the state-run media Democrat Party. But you're anti-establishment, bud. Keep believing that. All the big industrial corporate brands, but and you're with them, and you love the federal government now too, but hey, you're anti-establishment, bud. So they have this planned canned press statement from Taylor Swift, like she watched the debate, now she likes Kamala. And then she comes out last night with their dead awards ceremony. People actually used to care about this stuff in the 90s and early 2000s. Used to be the MTV Music Video Awards, then it was the VMAs. I think they still call it the VMAs. Nobody watches anymore, nobody talks about it anymore, nobody cares anymore. Again, it's only the dumbest of the dumb. It's people that will go to the trough and eat slop with the pigs. Basically what it is now. It's just slop they put in the trough for their pigs. So, oh, she watched the debate. She likes Kamala. And then, oh, she gets her award at the VMAs. And she says, we got to vote. We got to vote. Everybody register to vote. It's so important to vote. Oh, my gosh. And I'm sorry, but that's wrong, actually. And I've gone long here, but let's just go ahead. You want to see a clip of the type of people that vote for Kamala Harris? Go ahead and roll clip three.
So you keep saying that Kamala Harris is a DEI candidate, and I feel like my main fallacy with this argument is that competency can't be objectively determined.
What's her greatest accomplishment as vice president?
As vice president, being the first female all-black president. We've never had that
before. No, like, I got that, but like, what's her accomplishment that made people's lives better?
I don't know. Vice presidents don't really do much, to be honest.
Can you name one thing she's done that's good?
No, probably not.
Oh, so see this? That's what they do. They get low or no information voters, and they all vote Democrat. And they say, go vote. Go register to vote. Look, I'm Taylor Swift. Actually, no, you shouldn't vote. If you can't even pass a basic civics test, you don't know the three branches of government, you don't even know an accomplishment or what the vice president does, actually, you shouldn't vote. You're part of the problem.
The United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place because, like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down.
All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. Unfortunately, Alex, I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Explain what the wellness company does and again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about a total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
People, I think, are fearful of getting health care because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver health care for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. We can do it. We can get cost-effective. We can get medication in your hands.
What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, right, and everything that they need. That's why I'm so excited about the wellness company and onlinehealthnow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times.
If you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, you know, the World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That, to me, is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Link to use is onlinehealthnow.com. One word, onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, you know, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And so the wellness company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. These folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on. Limited edition, exclusive, InfoWars proprietary, 24-carat, 0.999, pure gold collectible is now available. In this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, this is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one, but this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortune tanto vulnera, scrivi latibus ocellis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Thursday edition. We've had some massive developments I'm about to break down here for you on the Alex Jones Show. Stalin said that when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 dies, a statistic. And he was absolutely right. He was an evil genius. People don't care about 10,000. It's too big to think about. But one person tragically dying or being robbed or killed or a child being hurt gets people's attention. So we've had 25 million illegal aliens brought into the country, replacement migration under the Biden-Harris regime. And that's hard to get your mind wrapped around. You see the homeless and the illegals everywhere being given all these free goodies and the huge caravans smashing across the border. But when you focus on a place like Springfield, Ohio,
and it's 36,000 people just 3 years ago. Now it's 56,000. 20,000 Haitians, mainly military-aged men, from the most backward voodoo cursed place on earth. No dogs, cats you can find. They eat them all. Deforested. It's on record. Look it up. Deforestation. Wildlife gone. Haiti. They bring them in. They give them $3,000 a month federally, $1,000 locally. They buy cars, no driver's license, and they just run around wrecking. The insurance rates have more than doubled. They've killed a bunch of people on record. And the corporate media, the enemy of the people, tells you nothing's happening. They tell you it's made up, kind of like the governor of Colorado said 2 weeks ago. There are no Venezuelan gangs taking over apartments. It's a fantasy, remember? Fantasy. But, of course, they had to later admit it's worse than what we even said. So now, today it was trending top of X. Haitians eating animals. Haitians eating pets. And I couldn't even watch them all. Hundreds of videos. Police reports, arrests, women in people's driveways just eating live cats, blood everywhere, being arrested, admitting she ate the cat, killing people's dogs, eyewitnesses, the geese. But the most important thing is the robbing, the stealing, the raping. And we have locals, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, talking about what this is like. So I'm going to play you some clips here, and I'm posting them at Real Talk Shows on X, the full clips, or it'd be 2 hours long, of what's happening. And just remember, during the debate, just Tuesday night, she laughed at him and said, this is crazy. This is fantasy land. There's nobody eating people's pets. See, people don't care if school buses get run into and kids die. That's just what the illegals do. But they do care if somebody's pet gets eaten. That really hits people. People care about dogs and cats more on average than they do people. That's how we've been trained to not stand up for human life. Hell, we've aborted 65, 67 million kids in this country. Now we have partial birth abortion up to the day they're born, and they keep them alive and sell the organs. So this has really got people's attention. Trump needs to stay on this. They try to have the corporate media debunk it so the Republicans will stop talking about it, call it racist. Ladies and gentlemen, Haiti is probably the most horrible country on earth. And we have witnesses who had Haitian parents, we'll play one, where they admit that they eat the cats, not just for food, but in voodoo, they believe they get the magic powers of the cat if they devour it live. That's what I've been telling you. I've read books about Haiti. I've sent the crew there. I've not gone myself. I mean, it is like Viggo Mortensen's movie, The Road, based on that novel that's fiction, or it's like something out of, in the real world, there's hard to compare anything to it. I mean, it is that hellish. It's like a zombie apocalypse. They have real human cannibalism there, admitted. Elon Musk got criticized for pointing out that the main leader there now is a cannibal leader. So this is wild. So they're trying to suppress this, but it's failed. Just like their failure to suppress speech has failed, their failure to expose the open borders failed, the human trafficking has failed. They're still doing it, but their attempt to cover it up has failed. And so continue on. We are the media. You are the media. We are the populace. We are the majority, not just here, but around the world, and we're going to win. More live reports coming up. Owen Schroyer and Morka hosting today. I'm on the road, popping with reports. I'm doing Glenn Beck's top podcast today that will be airing tonight. I'm on some of the other great shows like Alex Stein. And who else, Chase?
Sarah Gonzalez.
Sarah Gonzalez. So look for all that. Infowars.com/show. Follow me on X for Alex Jones. But keep getting these videos out and retweet the ones that I have on my X account, because the system is scared of the truth coming out. This is coming to a head. People are finally getting this is a total invasion, replacement migration. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Like, everyone on TikTok, fucking reason. Like, what the fuck? This shit is not fun. This shit is cool, bro. They really out here decapitating animals, and y'all are making jokes out of it. Imagine if you went outside and you saw your dog's head decapitated on the fucking ground. Like, dude, why are y'all thinking this shit's a joke? It's not a joke. I don't feel comfortable walking anywhere. Like, what the fuck? I would feel safe in my own city. Everybody's fucking home here. Ain't shit but fucking scary ass Haitians just lurking and creeping and shit. Y'all thinking this shit's motherfucking funny? I keep making this shit up. It's not made up, bro. This shit is real life. This shit is really affecting me. Like, what the fuck?
My father immigrated from Haiti to the United States in the late 60s as a teenager. And I want to talk about these recent comments about the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio. First, I want to say my father and I are now estranged, but I did know him in my very, very young years. And when he immigrated, he was one person, and they weren't sending, you know, thousands of Haitians in one area. wasn't eating people's pets and he didn't practice voodoo. But he did say that most of the island, the majority of the island, does practice voodoo. The reason they eat cats is for two reasons. Number one is survival. This is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. You can't just go to a food bank like you can here or just go to McDonald's and get some free or cheap food. Unless, of course, there's a Christian missionary there. People in the United States have a really hard time imagining that type of thing, but it is true. Second, they do animal sacrifices for their religion, voodoo. They make these animal sacrifices to these gods for different reasons. You can do your own research on this. Do I think voodoo is a demonic religion? Yes, I do. That doesn't mean that you hate these people. These people need prayer. But you can't just take over all these people from another country and expect it to work. Not to mention it doesn't fix the problems of that country. And there's more people left in Haiti than we can bring over. It's not racist to acknowledge that this is a problem. It's not racist to talk about these things that are happening. This is not just white Americans saying this is black Americans. You can look at the people in Springfield, Ohio, saying that this is happening. Y'all just want to joke about Trump and say that he's crazy for saying that this is happening instead of actually checking at all to see if this is happening. You want to make jokes about these things. Well, what if it were happening to you and your community? And no, it's beyond eating their pets, even though that is bad enough.
We've lost a whole bunch of cats. There was a van load of van pulled over that had over 100 cats in it with the Haitians. They said they was eating them.
Actually?
Yeah.
Not fake news. So a van was collecting cats and eating them.
I watched that happen, yeah. Watched them get pulled over with the cats and admit to the police that they was eating them.
You're not joshing with me.
No. I'm almost 50 years old, buddy.
You don't mess around.
No.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me. Smile over deep.
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with it.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society to see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
And I almost forgot. The reason we're able to bring you this information is your support. We want to make it fun and really cool and a way to spread the word in the third dimension on the ground. So we have teamed up with one of the top Patriot t-shirt developers with the best designs made right here in America, Bigly. It's incredible. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, people love them. These are the coolest t-shirts that we've ever put out. Might have been pretty cool, but I designed them, so quite frankly, they're like an A-. These are a 100. 30 new designs of shirts, 30 new designs of ball caps, and they're adding more all the time. We just launched this yesterday. People are loving it, and it's a godsend because we need funds. We're under massive attack. With only 54 days left of the election, now is the time more than ever to support the outlets that are fighting the globalists at point-blank range, and I think InfoWars is doing a damn good job. These are great shirts. I got to tell you something. A lot of you aren't well-known, which is a great thing to have your anonymity. If you're well-known like I am, I get to engage the public. I travel all over the country and the world. I got a lot of hate when Trump first got elected. It was like, you know, 1 out of 100, but it was still a lot of hate. I go to the grocery store, a restaurant, almost always got confronted. I'd shake 50 hands before it happened, but it was hell. Now I get confronted every 3-4 months. I mean, and liberals come up all the time and apologize and say that we were wrong. So I'm experiencing it. When you wear an Alex Jones t-shirt or a Patriot t-shirt out in public, unless you're maybe in a bad part of San Francisco or Portland, you might get killed then. You are not going to believe the people you meet. It is an adventure to wear a Trump shirt or to wear an InfoWars shirt. Well, now we have the Alex Jones shirts, ladies and gentlemen. And this is critical with the funding, even though they're able to shut down InfoWars the next few months, for us to continue on. So believe me when I say it's critical, plus they're great shirts. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and put in your email for free and get entered to get this incredible Dodge truck, $138,000 value, plus $10,000 of cash. And every time you buy something, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day and the offer, into the raffle, and it ends on Halloween coming up in about a month and a half. So thealexjonesstore.com. Get great t-shirts, ball caps, a lot of other great items are getting added. These are made in America and Arkansas knives, so they ran out last month in that knife drop. There's going to be some new knife drops coming next week. You'll find it all at thealexjonesstore.com. Enter to win the badass truck and $10,000. Get great shirts, experience how amazing it is to meet like-minded people and see how popular freedom is. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you.
So let's get back into this story out of Springfield, Ohio with the Haitians. And I think what needs to happen now, you already have the governor, DeWine, getting involved, but that's all reactionary. That's all election year trying to prop up his poll numbers. Congress is back in session. There needs to be a hearing, definitely with Mayorkas. I don't know, maybe you even call Kamala Harris up, the border czar, and say, you need to be here for this. Let's get down to the bottom of it, how 15,000 Haitians end up in Springfield, Ohio, in less than a year. Let's get down to the bottom of it. Let's find the rabbit trail of travel expenses, the travel itself, the room and board. Let's get down to the bottom of how tens of thousands of Haitian migrants end up in Springfield, Ohio, and Columbus, Ohio, and that greater metropolitan area. Let's get down to the bottom of it. There need to be hearings right now. But see, you've got inept Speaker Mike Johnson playing games with the SAVE Act and the continued resolution. The whole thing is a joke. He's turned out to be worse than Kevin McCarthy. So I got news on that, but he's spineless to do the right thing. And that's part of the problem, is that most of Congress is pretty much just worthless. Why are there no investigations into how these Haitians ended up there? And you say, well, we know how they ended up there. We have a wide open border, and it's part of the policy. Yeah, I understand that. Laying it out for the American people to see, getting it all down on record in congressional testimony, it can change the awareness level. And it just exposes how corrupt it all is. But okay, let's dial it back. And it's not just Springfield, Ohio. And I was sitting here, because I mentioned this in the opening segment, and I didn't know what Alex was going to put into his report. I had some of those videos already, but I didn't know what Alex was going to put into his report. And I was going to bring up this TikTok trend. And look, again, it's all bells and whistles. So, I mean, I can sit here and even debate whether it's positive, negative for Donald Trump that his statement during the debate about them eating cats and dogs is now the most viral trend on TikTok. And you got like Olympic athletes doing it. You've got supermodels with millions of followers doing it. I mean, it's like the number one thing. And it's this weird thing with TikTok, and I don't really do trendiness, so I don't really, like, I never did an ice bucket challenge or any of this crap. But it's like this weird thing with trendiness where people just like, oh, this is the trendy thing, so I got to do it. And a lot of it is just, you know, like a popularity contest, like attention grabbing, like, oh, I need the views, whatever. But I mean, when you have gold medal Olympic athletes doing this, you have top, like, Victoria models, Victoria's Secret models, millions of followers, and they're doing this trend of the Trump, they eat the cats and dogs dance video. I mean, it's number one. So I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. But if you hear that woman's testimony and she's crying, see, that's the realness. Smiling and dancing and goofing off to a viral TikTok trend. I mean, whatever, have fun. I don't even care, but it's like, really, it is offensive. Really, that is offensive. These people in Springfield they're having real issues. You understand? Their schools are being overwhelmed. They have 21-year-olds in the high schools and middle schools. Because the average Haitian IQ is 65. And so they're basically bringing these Haitians in that are illiterate, and then some of them end up in the school system. You have grown men grown men going to school in middle schools and high schools, overwhelming the system. Oh, and then what is the teacher supposed to do? Well, if the Haitian can't keep up with the curriculum, I guess the curriculum has to slow down for the Americans, doesn't it? You've got Haitians coming into Springfield, Ohio, sick and diseased. They immediately go to the hospital. All their health care is paid for by the U.S. taxpayer, the government, all subsidized, and they just go right to the hospital, and they take up a hospital bed, and they take up a nurse, and they take up a doctor. Their hospital systems are overwhelmed. These Haitians don't know how to drive a car. They have a whole system in place. Because you got to understand, when the government just throws money into a situation like this, everybody figure out how to get their cut. Everybody wants to get in. So these Haitians are getting welfare checks for thousands of dollars. These car dealerships are on to this phenomenon. And they go out and they find these Haitians and they say, look, we'll sell you a car. You don't need credit. You don't need proof of insurance. You don't need a driver's license. You don't even need to speak English. Just come with that check for a down payment. And then after that, most of them are just putting the loans off to the banks. So the car dealerships don't even care. If the Haitian can't make the payment, the bank takes the hit. But see, they'll catch on real quick too, because half these cars end up totaled within a month. So it's going to collapse the whole system. You understand? So these car dealerships take in these Haitians and they basically are just, they walk them through the process. They take them to the bank. They get the loan. They give them the car. If you're an American, you need a driver's license. You need proof of insurance. You need two proofs of residence, or you cannot purchase a vehicle. But if you're a Haitian that the Democrats just flew in, that can't read, can't write, can't drive, not a citizen, here illegally, everything is taken care of for you. And then it overwhelms the system. You can just sit out on a busy street block in Springfield, Ohio, you're going to witness a car accident. The independent reporters that have gone out there are already doing it. Folks, we just played the one guy who's wearing the hat. He's sitting there recording an interview. There's a car crash that happens right behind him. It's insane. So then what happens? The car insurance rates go up. The price of cars go up. You can't get into a hospital bed. Your daughter in eighth grade is sitting next to a 21-year-old man that probably stinks. So, oh, and then they're eating Sparky, your pet dog. Or you go down to the park with your kid and one of them has a dead goose that he's dragging off by the neck. So, hey, look, cool. Trump, they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs. Number one trend on TikTok. This isn't funny. This is the collapse of our country. You have open borders and a welfare state. That equals economic collapse. All being done by design, and we sit here and make jokes about it. And so that's what's so frustrating. And then you have these no information, low IQ, liberal Democrat voters. They don't even know a single Kamala Harris policy. They probably don't even know the three branches of government. I mean, hell, their leader AOC doesn't even know the three branches of government. She didn't even know that food grows out of the ground. Literally. She didn't even know that until she visited a community garden in New York City. And she said, whoa, did you know that you can grow food out of the ground? Whoa. Amazing. No, you go out and ask. This has been done with man-on-the-street interviews. Literally, you go out and ask a liberal Democrat where food comes from, they say the grocery store. Hey, well, it comes from the store. Yeah, but where does it come from? The store? And then they do these voter drives with Taylor Swift. Make sure you register to vote. No, I don't want some 30 IQ liberal Democrat that doesn't know the three branches of government, doesn't know where food comes from, can't cite a single one of the Bill of Rights, doesn't know the year the country is funded, probably doesn't even know who the president is. Hey, go vote. Go vote. Go register to vote. You don't know a damn thing about squat, but hey, you should be voting. No, I don't want the future of my country to be determined by idiots. And that's what goes on. And so you see what the Democrats do. They do this whole thing. They've been doing it for years. Oh, the founding of the country was racist. You had to be a landowner. Oh, the system was racist. You got to pass a civics test to vote. No, actually, that was genius, is what it was. It was genius because the property owners bear the brunt of the tax burden. Because we don't want ignorant morons going and voting because they saw a thing that said Kamala Harris is a brat. Literally, that's what it is. Literally, that's what it is. I thought I sent you guys the video of the woman saying she's voting for Kamala because she's a brat, but I don't see it on the list. So, no, you shouldn't go vote. I'm sorry. When Taylor Swift tells you to go vote, she's wrong. If you can't name a single founding father, I mean, these people probably couldn't even name 50 states. They probably couldn't even name 10 capital cities. They probably don't even know continents. They don't know the Bill of Rights. They don't know the Constitution. They don't even know a single one of their local representatives. They don't know a Kamala Harris policy. They just know Kamala Harris is brat. No, you shouldn't vote. Sorry. Shouldn't vote. Yeah, there it is. They found it. Great job, crew. Let's go ahead and take that to break.
Trump or Kamala?
Kamala.
How come?
Because she's brat.
What does that mean?
Google it.
No, but you're right here. I'm asking you.
A brat is a girl who's a little bit messy. She likes to party.
So only because she's a woman, basically? Or what?
I think she has actually really good policies. I think Kamala would actually make this country a better place, whereas I think Trump would make
been in office
a lot of
4 years.
People sad. Have you seen his 2024 agenda thing?
24
agenda?
Yeah, he came out with a...
You mean Project 2025? Yeah, he said he doesn't associate with that at all.
Not even his.
He does associate with Agenda 47.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this, baby, you're supporting the info war and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, This truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.